A new study finds the bigger you yawn, the bigger your brain is, whether you're a baby, a man, I don't know if that's real, or a man's best friend. That's a dog. Researchers at the State University of New York at Oneonta are behind the new findings on yawning. And for more, we're joined by Sharon Begley, senior science writer for STAT, the National Health and Medicine publication, and our weekly partner. Hi, Sharon.
Hey, Jeremy.
And I have to say, as I was reading your article about this, I yawned like a million times, not because it wasn't interesting, but because when I saw the word yawn, it made me yawn. But how did this idea to look at yawns and brain size even come about?
Right. So yawning has long been an evolutionary puzzle. It's nearly ubiquitous across the animal kingdom. And whenever biologists see a behavior that is so common, they ask, well, why is that? Did a long ago common ancestor yawn? And every one of us since then has inherited it. And if so, what possible function might it serve? So there have been a lot of theories over the years, and the one that has emerged recently is called the thermoregulatory theory of yawning, which basically means that yawning, when you open up your mouth and suck in air, which usually is colder than, you know, body temperature, it cools the fluid that reaches the brain, and therefore it cools the brain itself, and that allows brains to grow bigger. When brain neurons are active, you know, they emit heat, and they don't function as well if they are overheated. And therefore, this theory has emerged. Yawning is good for the brain.
Yawning is good for the brain. How did the researchers go about figuring that out? I understand that part of it was looking at videos of animal yawns.
Yes, I am happy to tell you that YouTube is now a legitimate scientific resource. It is not just a time suck for funny cat videos. So the researchers at SUNY Oneonta indeed just combed through YouTube for videos of animals yawning. They had mice, they had dogs, they had cats, they had camels and walruses and people and African elephants and capuchin monkeys and more than you can possibly imagine. They had nearly 200 animals across a couple of dozen species. And somebody's got to do it, Jeremy. So they just sat there with a stopwatch and they just timed how long various animals yawned. And they had several animals of each species. They averaged them. They came up with a number. So as you would imagine, an animal with a tiny mouth, like a mouse, its average yawn is 0.8 seconds. People, 6.5 seconds. But interestingly, the time of the yawn did not precisely track the size of the mouth, which you think would have to do with the size of the brain. There were differences, and they found that it was the length of the yawn, more than size of the mouth or other things, that best correlated with the weight of the brain and the number of neurons in the cortex, which is the part that does higher order thinking.
Did this make you think differently about how you yawn?
Yes, it made me think I should just leave off the coffee and just yawn a whole lot more, and I would be a much smarter person.
That's Sharon Begley, senior science writer for our partners at STAT. We'll link you to more of this at hereandnow.org, maybe even a cat and dog video up there, maybe a tiny mouse yawn. Sharon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.